Hi, everybody. My name is Mauricio, and I am a compulsive overeater. Hello to anyone that's listening on the podcast, I would assume, and hello to everybody that's here on Zoom. My name is Mauricio. I am a compulsive overeater, and I have been a member of Overeaters Anonymous for the past 3 years. I came in 2023. Around February, I don't really remember the exact day, but around this time 3 years ago. I will start with a picture of me, of what I used to look like, because as a newcomer to me, 3 years ago, a picture was worth 1,000 words. And then I will proceed to maybe give you, after the picture, maybe give you 1,000 words if I can get there. So let me see if I can share. Can you see my picture on the screen?
Wow.
Okay, so this was me before program at around 240 pounds, more or less. I kind of stopped weighing myself at around 230, but I know I continued to gain because of the size of my pants and the size of my shirts. I was wearing size 44 pants, and my shirt size was 4X, depending on the brand. Sometimes, 3X, sometimes 5X, depending on the brand. I was pretty desperate. I will stop sharing my picture. Stop showing. I was very desperate when I came to Overeaters Anonymous. I found out about Overeaters Anonymous in a different 12-step program. I shared about my struggles with food, and a kind angel sent me a chat and told me that Overeaters Anonymous was available if I wanted to go to a different fellowship. And of course, I wasn't doing a lot of running back then, but when I heard of Overeaters Anonymous, I literally ran to Overeaters Anonymous, so to speak, through the Zoom. I went to my first meeting, and I heard our invitation to you, and I was so excited. And I thought, well, the 12 steps is just the same as Alcoholics Anonymous. So perhaps I won't need to work the 12 steps again. I just need the perfect diet plan, and hopefully I will find it here. But then we got to the part in our invitation to you that says we are not a diet club. We do not endorse any particular plan of eating. And I'm like, oh my God. How am I going to find out about the food, and what am I going to do with my eating? So I introduced myself as a newcomer, and of course everyone clapped and welcomed me, and I was so excited. I got a little bit of a rush getting the recognition as a newcomer. And I kept coming back to meetings hoping that you would, my dog is here with me, so he's gonna bring toys. Hoping that I would get the perfect diet plan, even though it was stated on invitation to you, we're not a diet club. So I kept coming back to meetings, hoping that maybe there might be a workshop, to teach me how to cook and the right things, and how to eat like a normal person. And of course that didn't come. I haven't found that workshop 3 years in. And what I also found was that people usually didn't really talk a lot about their food. And when they did, I just kept getting confused because people struggle with different food items. And I was struggling with certain food items too. So I just kept coming back to meetings, hoping that I would find more answers. from coming from a different program, I just kind of knew, okay, more will be revealed if I just keep coming back. So I kept coming back to meetings and found the meetings that I like coming back to. And I made a commitment to myself to do 90 meetings in 90 days because I had done that in a different program. And I know that as a newcomer, there's a lot of chatter going on in my head. And that chatter usually becomes lessened when I listen to the voice of recovery, and the voice of recovery, I find it in the meetings. So went to a lot of meetings initially, found the meetings that I like going to regularly every day. And as I continued to come back, I was able to identify my trigger foods, or what sometimes people call alcoholic foods. I knew what they were because I was eating them every night. You know, when I was getting ready to go to bed, I bring all my food items and eat them and then proceed to pass out. And so I still was struggling with the food for about 2 months, eating compulsively, but coming to meetings. And then I realized, you know, this disease of compulsive eating is real. I need to take this program seriously. Maybe I do need to get a sponsor. Maybe I do need to work the steps. So then I started looking around at potential sponsors, and I kept listening to people's shares. And when there was a speaker, I'm like, okay, that person sounds like they are working a good program. You know, I mean, I'll just keep an eye out for that person. And I started to make connections with other newcomers and other people that come to the meetings regularly. I gave people my phone number. I got phone numbers. And I started to talk to people regularly, right? The people that came to the same meetings that I did. And there was this person that had been around for quite a few years here in Overeaters Anonymous. And I really admire their sense of spirituality. And they were raving about working the steps with somebody, with their sponsor, and how great their sponsor was. So in my head, I'm thinking, man, I really want that sponsor, whoever that is. So I went to a few meetings, and the sponsor was also the person that I was talking to. Their sponsor was at the same meeting too. And he was coming to the same meetings I was coming to. And I started to hear his shares, and when he gave a lead, I also listened to his story. And I was really drawn to this person, especially since they had mentioned they also came from the Mother Program and had over 40 years of in AA and not drinking. So I really wanted the person to sponsor me, and I got the courage to ask the person to see if they were willing to sponsor me. But it took a lot of courage because I struggle with rejection, and so before asking the person, I just kept thinking in my head, oh, for sure they're gonna say no, I'm too busy, or for sure they're going to say, I've seen you around. I don't really think you're worth my time. And again, it's all that chatter that's going on in my head. But somehow I just, said, God, please help me reach out to this person because I really want them as a sponsor. And so I sent them a chat, and I asked for their phone number, and I asked if I first I said, I really admire you. I've seen you at the meetings, and just kind of wondering if you're open to sponsoring anyone because I'm looking for a sponsor. And so He said that it was currently already sponsoring two people, and that normally he doesn't sponsor more than two people. And I thought, oh man, I'm getting rejected, you know. But he said, I'm willing to work with you on a temporary basis to get you started. We'll try it out for 2 months and we'll see how it goes. And I still have that sponsor. We have been working together for the past almost 3 years. We've gone through all 12 steps, and I continue to call him every Saturday at 5 p.m. because that was the time that we agreed to work the steps. So after I finished working the steps, I asked him if it was okay for me to continue to call him and check in and all of that. And so to this day, I continue to speak with him regularly, and I see him at the meetings, and he's working a strong program. Yeah, so that's my experience with getting a sponsor and you know, the ups and downs of working with somebody. I really struggled with opening up to my sponsor about the step work. I used the OA workbook. If you don't know, OA does have an amazing workbook that's got a bunch of questions for each step, and it's pretty lengthy. It can be overwhelming, to, you know, at least when I got the workbook, I'm like, okay, I started counting. Oh, there's 40 questions on step one. There's however many on step two, and oh my God, step four, it's like it never ends. I think it's almost, I hope I'm not scaring anyone into working the steps, but it's almost almost 300 questions. And I just thought, oh my God, this is really overwhelming. How am I ever gonna get through this workbook? And I started to, of course, I was future tripping, right? Because that's what I do as a compulsive overeater. And I started to look at some of the questions, and I'm like, man, it's gonna get pretty intense talking to a sponsor about all these pretty intense things that, to me as a newcomer, didn't think I had anything to do with compulsive eating. Really, I just wanted to stop gaining weight and get to, really, that's all I wanted. I really just wanted to stop gaining weight. I didn't even want to get to a healthy body weight when I first came in. But anyway, I did the workbook one question at a time, and it took a while. The goal with my sponsor was to do at least 6 questions per week. So I figure if I just do one question per day, maybe, you know, I'll be able to have enough to share with the sponsor. And I wish I could tell you that I did one question a day, but I didn't. Usually I would procrastinate and just do the 6 or 7 questions the day before, or even the morning before meeting with my sponsor. So yeah, that's my experience with going through with the workbook. So I came in not with a lot of hope. Again, my dream with the weight was simply to stop gaining weight. But in coming back to meetings, I kept hearing that people did get to a healthy body weight, right? The definition of you know, that we read earlier in the meeting is abstinence is working towards or maintaining a healthy body weight. So when people shared about the fact that they were maintainers and had achieved a healthy body weight, kind of gave me hope that perhaps I could, you know, I could aspire to not just stop gaining weight, but maybe reduce my body weight. So one of the things that I did with my sponsor initially was to try to identify what my abstinence was going to be, because I really struggled with that. I kept getting confused at meetings and, the different ways of people. Time is up.
5 minutes.
5 minutes. Oh my God, time really flies when you're having fun. Anyway, one of the exercises that I got from my sponsor initially was to identify my trigger foods. And the chatter that was going on in my head was, man, I don't really want to identify my trigger foods because I know what the next question is going to be. You got to put them down. And I wasn't sure I was ready to put them down. So I said, hey, I kind of know what my trigger foods are, but are you going to, like, am I going to have to give them up right away? He said, no, that's totally up to you. I'm a step sponsor. You can get a food sponsor if you want. But really, I just want you to get some awareness of your foods and for you to be, more conscious of what they are. So I wrote them down and I became willing pretty quickly to put them on my red light list and to abstain from them on a regular basis. And so that became my first abstinence, abstaining from recreational sugar, which was about 15 foods. Eventually, my abstinence has evolved with additional time here in Overeaters Anonymous. Later, I was able to identify that I also struggle with a lot of snacking in between, which I found out that some people refer to that as grazer. And so I struggled with that, and I became willing to put them down, right? So as I kept coming back to meetings, I learned that some people do three meals a day with a snack or two. I tried to do two snacks in between, but that didn't work for me. It just led to more snacking. So I found that for me, I needed to keep it to just three meals with nothing in between. So I couldn't really handle the snacking. As I continued to, I actually was able to go down on my body weight, but I got stuck at around 200 pounds for like 3 months. And so I thought, okay, what's happening here? I feel like I'm kind of stuck in 200 pounds and I'm still not at the weight that my doctor wants me to be. My doctor wanted me to be below 180. So I was able to and became willing to completely abstain from all forms of sugar, including artificial sugar, and from flour. And at that point, I found out that there's certain subsets within OA that actually work the same food plan, and they abstain from the same thing. There's HOW meetings and OA 90. I started exploring those. I'm not a member of those subgroups. I belong to, regular OA, I guess. But my abstinence progressed to three meals, nothing in between, no flour and no sugar. And I have been doing that for over a year. And by the grace of God, I've been able to get down to around 170, up or down a few pounds. And that is a healthy body weight, according to my doctor. And the beauty about Overeaters Anonymous is that I don't really struggle with wanting to eat more, unless there's some sort of emergency happening in my life, which there is. I am going through grief. I had a relative that passed away in December, and I hadn't struggled with the food for a long time. But when this person passed away, I really really, really, really wanted to go back into the sugar. I really wanted to compulsively overeat. But by the grace of Overeaters Anonymous, I started to compulsively attend a lot of meetings of Overeaters Anonymous so that I don't compulsively overeat. And I found a special focus meeting of Overeaters Anonymous that deals with people going through grief. And I'm grateful, there's just so many resources here in Overeaters Anonymous for whatever you may be going through. So Anyway, I don't know that I have a lot of time left, but the message that I want to carry today is that you too can recover. You too can get to a healthy body weight. I didn't think I could, but it can happen. If it happened for me, it can happen to you also. Thank you for letting me share.